أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? There seems to be quite a few people missing today. What's up with that? I don't know. I'm not on the WhatsApp group right now, but is everything okay? Alhamdulillah. Just one second, please. Just a Okay. All right, alhamdulillah. Just adjusting the lighting a little bit here, just to make it a little better. Walillahi alhamd. Okay, cool. Let's get started, inshallah. Today we have quite a bit of things ahead of us, alhamdulillah. Inshallah we will proceed accordingly. We will, excuse me, start off with a little bit of practice and then inshallah proceed to the to some more new concepts, and then inshallah we are going to conclude with a kahoot, inshallah. Okay, the reason why we're doing this at the end and not in the beginning is because I like to build up some content for us to do on in the kahoot, inshallah ta'ala. Sounds good? Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. Now, here we are with the, if you remember the discussion we were having beforehand, which was the idea of status, right? Status is marfu', mansub, or majroor. And then marfu', like the word marfu', denotes is something that is lifted up, right? The one that is lifted up, and this is the dhamma that is lifted up above R3. Mansub is the one that's, you know, erected. That's the the alif in the mansub, that form the two fathas, and the majroor is the thing that's pulled down, brought down, muslimin, right? That is the idea behind the name. And we are calling it as such because calling it R3 Tashkil is no longer accurate, because when you make it feminine, the R3 Tashkil is actually not valid. R3 Tashkil becomes fixed. But the Tashkil on the Ta Marbuta changes. And now when we call it status, inshallah, things should be smooth for us, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay? I want to also talk about something which is something between which is something that is regarding al and tanween. But I think what we'll do is I think we'll do this right now. Firstly, okay. The al and tanween are two things that cannot coexist, and what we will actually do now is we will maybe rename tanween to no al. Okay, we're gonna rename it for now as no al. Okay. And you'll see why in a second, inshallah. In fact, what we will do is, could you please RT Tashkil? Sorry, Brother Musa, I don't get what you're saying. We're going to call this Al, and we're going to call this No Al for now, okay? The interesting thing is there is a meaning that is there, okay? The meaning of al generally means something, and having no al, having the tanween, generally means another thing. Let's start by looking at an ayah of Quran to demonstrate that point, shall we? Repeat. Arti tashkil. Arti tashkil, we're not calling it arti tashkil, we're calling it status now, okay? And the reason why we're calling it arti status is because when you have a ta marbuta, which is to denote a feminine, the tashkil on R3 becomes fixed as a fatha. And this is going to be common, something you will see more and more, inshallah, going forward. Okay? Sounds good? Okay, let's look at Suratul Muzzammil. Okay? I want you to spot something for me, okay? The word, what is the Arabic word for prophet? What is that? Nabi, another word? Prophet slash messenger. Rasul, right? Yes or no? Okay. So, Rasul is the word. This is, let's call it, this is a prophet, right? Its root letters are, this is R1, R2 is seen, and R3 is Islam, right? That is my three root letters for it, okay? If I wanted to make Rasul into Marfu', what would I do with the tanween? Excellent. I will put two dhammas on this. Rasulun. Correct? This is marfu'. That's what we were doing before. Right, folks? Muslimun. Musliman. Muslimin, correct? Very good. If I wanted to make it mansub, what do I do? Rasulan. Rasulan. If I wanted to make it majroor, what do I do? Rasulen. If I wanted to make it with al, this would be ar-ra-su, with the marfu form would be what? Ar-rasu-lu. Correct. Drop the tanween when I add the al. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan. Ar-rasu-lu. Mansub. What is it, folks? Ar-Rasula. Majrur form. Ar-Rasuli. Correct? So far, so good, right? Yes or no? Okay. I want you to spot for me the word Rasul. How many times it comes in the following ayah? Ready? Okay, mashallah. All of you did something pretty cool, and I'm super impressed by it, which is you were also looking for the fi'l. Looking for the fi'l where the root letters are ra, seen, and lam, and then ra, seen, lam. Again, ra, seen, lam. This is family four, by the way, right? Arsalna. And rasul, again, ra, seen, lam. That's awesome, actually. But I was actually asking how many times the word like Rasul itself comes. And that would be like this is one, right? And the other one was two, right? And by the way, Arsalna is to send a messenger, if you remember. Rasul is the one who is sent. Mursal and also Rasul. Both of the words are used in the Quran to talk about somebody who's sent as a messenger. And thus, you know, both of those are there and have the same root. So that's great, mashallah, you've spotted that wonderfully well. Now, again, tell me what you see when it comes to the word Rasul. Excellent. Look at the translation. We have sent a messenger who is a witness over you, just as we sent a messenger to Pharaoh before you. What is the translation of Rasulan? Rasulan is a messenger, right? A messenger, yes? كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا Just as we sent a messenger to the Pharaoh. Again, a messenger, correct? فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ But Pharaoh rebelled against a messenger or the messenger. The messenger. Okay. That is something for us to note. Okay. That is for something for us to note in terms of its meaning. That Rasul is a prophet. Right, or messenger, same thing, it doesn't matter, right? Just writing something for our purpose. Our Rasul is the prophet, correct? Folks, you with me? A prophet and the prophet. So, Tanween, which is no al, gives the meaning of a. And the al gives the meaning of what? The. This is something we should write, right? Like, what's the difference? Between al and no al. Right, this is an important point. We'll make this as a heading to. Well, generally speaking, al means the. For example, Ar-Rasul, the prophet, Generally speaking, no al means a. For example, Rasul, a prophet. Rasulun. I'm gonna just backtrack for a little bit and put Tanween here for now, okay? Just to make things, because we've seen examples of Tanween and Al, right? So Tanween, Al means Ar-Rasul, Tanween means A, okay? If I have Al, I could have Ar-Rasulu, right? No Tanween is required there. Where is it? All right, let's make it as such. So when we do our practice, I'm going to ask you, inshallah, how you find this, okay? Let's discuss the no al part a little bit later, shall we? Right now, let's stick to our tanween and no tanween part. Tanween and al, because that will come a little later. Let's practice this with something interesting. Let's practice this with the word mu'min, okay? How would I make a mu'min marfu with al? I put al mu'mi al mu'minu. Very good. Mansub al mu'mina. Very good. Majrur al mu'mini. Very good. If I was to remove my al and add tanween, what do I get here? I get mu mi mu'minun. Mansub mu mi mu'minan. Majrur mu'minin. Okay, that is, I think, pretty straightforward. Al-mu'minu is the believer or a believer. What's the translation? The believer. Tanween is what? The believer or a believer? A believer. Okay, cool. Alhamdulillah. Let's go to the next part of the practice, something we covered last time. Let me make this italics. Why not? All right. Let's make it feminine. How do we make feminine? Do you remember, folks? How did we make something feminine? Make feminine. Very good. Ta marbuta at the end. Something else as well. There was one other step. Thank you, Sister Maria. R3 Fatha. Alt is gonna have a fatha, right? So I take this word, al-mu'minu. Okay, I'll copy it here. What do I do? I'll make R3 fatha, right? I make R3 fatha, and then I'll add ta marbuta, and marfu' is a dhamma. Al-mu'minatu. Al-mu'minatu. Mansub. What do I do? Al-mu'minata. Very good. Al-mu'minata. Very nice. Al-mu'minata. Majroor. Al-mu'minati. Al-mu'minati. Al-mu'minatu. Al-mu'minata. Al-mu'minati. Very good. This would be, what's the translation? The believer, but more precisely, the female believer. Very good. Excellent. The female believer. Okay. With the tanween, what do I have? I would have mu'minatun. Correct? I would have mu'minatun. Mu'minatan. Right? Mu'minatan. And finally, I will have mu'minatin. MashaAllah. I love how everybody is very on point with their answers. Jazakumullah khairan. This is awesome. What is the meaning, folks, of mu'minatin? Says a female believer. A female believer. Okay. MashaAllah. That's great. Alhamdulillah. I think we have this, have a good grip of that. Okay. So now let's go on to, we've seen something added after R3, ta marbuta. Right? There were other things that could be added after ta marbuta, which we have seen before. Right? We've seen that before in ayah number. This ayah. Rabbana wa ja'alna muslimayni lak. Right? Do you remember this ayah? Rabbana wa ja'alna muslimayni laka. Right? You remember that? We've did that before. Okay. So this is something that is added after the R3 as well. Okay? Now, let me, so there's the this surah. Or this ayah. In which we find the word Muslimaini. Okay. Let's look at another ayah. That's quite interesting. Let me show you one more ayah here, folks. Sorry. Okay, look at this ayah. قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَ ادْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Thereupon, two God-fearing men. How many? Two God-fearing men. Let's change the translation to a more literal one. Maybe Sahih International. Said two men. Two men. The word for two men here is Rajulani. The word for two men is Rajulani. All right. If I was to look up in Edgetal for you something, if I look up the word Ra, Jim, and Lam, what you'll find is Rajila is to be on foot to walk. To be on foot. Rijil is foot. Rijil is foot. Rajul is a man. Rajul is a man. All right? And its plural is Rijal, by the way. That's interesting. This is what the word is in its meaning. Rajul means man. Okay? What does the ayah say here? How many men spoke? Two. This is a story of Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam is telling them, hey guys, enter the city of Quds. You know, Allah is going to, Allah has destined that for you. Okay? They said, oh Musa, inna fiha qawman jabbarin. People of tyrannical strength are in it, and we are not going to enter it until they leave. But if they leave, we will enter. Okay? Which is a ridiculous thing to say. Two men from Bani Israel. Two good men. Who min alladhina yakhafun? They feared Allah. An'ama Allahu alayhima. Allah had bestowed favor upon them. They said, udkhulu. Command. Enter the door upon them through the door. And فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمُوهُ فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ. Because when you go ahead and enter, Allah is going to give you victory. Alright? Do you think Bani Israel entered or not? Yes or no? Bani Israel did not enter, unfortunately. Bani Israel remained outside making excuses. Okay? Rajulan. Two men. Right? Now look at this ayah. This is from Surah number 18, ayah number 20. Oh, sorry, ayah number 32. Okay. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. Recite to them the parable of how many men? Two men. Two men. Rajulain. The shutdown on the R is just for the pronunciation, the tajweed, huh? In reality, this is Rajulain. Alright, so this Rajulani was two men. Rajulaini, two men. Now, why is can you answer this question for me? Why is Ani or Aini added to an ism after R3? Why is it, folks? Very good. It is to make a pair. Make a pair. For example, Rajulun is a man. One man, in fact. Rajulani and sorry, sorry, could you put her maybe here so if I can like move this out of the way? Rajulaini are two men. Correct? How many? Two men. Right? Maybe I'll make this into like a bullet point here. Rajulun is one man. Rajulani and Rajulaini are two men. Why do you think why are there two ways of saying two men? Rajulani and Rajulaini. Why are there two ways of saying two men? What do you think, folks? We are going to have a guest today. What do you think? Tell me, people. Ah, excellent guess. It is about the status. It is about the status. Just give me a second, folks. We have baby Aisha joining us here. Yeah. She's very excited to be in Arabic class. She's like, yeah. All right. There's two ways of saying two men. It depends. It's because of the status. Status. Okay? Rajulani is marfu'. Rajulaini is what, people? What do you think? Mansub or majrur? Oh boy, that's a little curveball there. Meaning the same word is used to denote mansub and majrur. Wow, that is a bizarre way of talking. Let's do an example, shall we? Shall we? Let's try to take the word mu'min, okay? Okay, and I'm going to do the following, okay? I'm going to make a very interesting chart. I'm going to make a chart like this. This guy. I'm going to copy paste this chart. We'll keep al-mu'minu as singular. All right. I'll do that later. Maybe I'll have to add a row here. There. And I'll split this guy into two cells as well. Make it a little smaller, shall we? Okay, folks, you with me? To make it as the two believers, let me make this font much smaller. What do I do? For the marfu', I am going to do the following. Al-mu-mi-na-ni. Al-mu'mi-nani. That is the marfu' version. Just like rajulani. Okay? Just like rajulani. Okay? The mansub version is what, folks? Al-mu'mi-nai. Ni al-mu'min nayni, and the majrur version of it is going to be al-mu'minayni. It is the same. In fact, if I'm cool, what I do is something like this. I'd do this if I was really cool. See what I did? Al-mu'minani, al-mu'minaini, al-mu'minaini. Right? For both mansub and majrur, your logical question would be, how do I tell if it's mansub or majrur, right? Isn't that the question that you would ask yourself and ask me? Correct. The answer is, right now, I can't tell you. Because if I tell you now, the onion is going to be peeled fast. And there will be tears. But we will soon find out. And trust me, when we do, you will tell me this mu'minaini is majrur and this mu'minaini is mansub. Also, an excellent question for Brother Raid. What is the importance of knowing this? The importance of knowing this is because each of these, the status, right? It tells you about the role of that word in the sentence. What is the sentence? Like, what is the word doing in the sentence? Okay, I'll show you the example back of the men, right? Look at this. Qala rajulani. The two men said, right? So the one who's speaking is marfu'. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ. Recite to them the example of two men. They are given as an example. So they are, in this case, mansub. Do you see the difference? Like, it's about the role of the word in the sentence. If it's the role that says you're doing something, you have to use, it has to be marfu'. If it's something has been done to you, then it becomes mansub. Okay? Those ideas, remember the idea of actor and acted upon? We did this before because that is intrinsically how Arabic works. The actor is marfu', the acted upon is mansub, generally speaking. Okay? But we'll see that when we get to sentences, inshallah. Okay? But since you asked, it was a good question. I wanted to make sure that at least you get a glimpse of what lies ahead. Sounds good? So our pattern, my dear students here, my pattern is going to be what? In fact, actually, before patterns, I actually want to ask you, observations. Do you observe something? Observations. Am I going too fast? No, right? Okay. Because I was going a little fast in the morning and people were like, wait, this is going slow. So I had to slow down for you guys, inshallah. All right, so, alhamdulillah. Observations, can you observe something from these two things? Ya jama'ah. It's okay, Sister Maria, because we haven't really looked at status yet. Right now, we're just trying to navigate our way, okay? Just hang in there for a little bit. And then once we start doing things towards together, status will be like your best friend. Inshallah. Observations, folks, to Al-Mu'minani. Add two letters. What two letters? So we're adding... After R3. Keyword is it's after... R3, right? For marfu', adding ya and noon after R3 for mansub and majrur. Correct? Not noon alif, alif noon, right? Is that okay? Something else. R3 fatha takbir. You're supposed to say kabbara, yukabbiru, kabbir, takbir. Oh, that's okay if you didn't say that. Correct. Absolutely correct. That's what I was hoping. R3 fatha. This is why we did all the root letters first. Now we can talk about this in root letters. R3 fatha. Right? Gotta have R3 fatha. Tell me something also. Maybe you didn't notice that, or maybe you did. How long is this unit of pronunciation? Mu'minani. Mu'minani is 2. Mu'minaini is 1. We can add that to our observations, right? Then we'll add that to our observations. I think the first observation should be that mansub and majrur are the same. That's, I think, the easiest observation. Correct? Ani after R3 for marfu', and we should say the unit of pronunciation is 2, right? For ani, for marfu', right? And aini, the unit of pronunciation is one. Correct? R3 has a fatha. Just R3, let's see, this R3 is fixed. It has a fatha just like feminine, right? Just like feminine. You make sense? Does that make sense, people? So far, are we okay? Alhamdulillah, this is good. Now, all right. I want to say two believers. Now, people, tell me, what do I do? What do I do? Noel, great. How do I add a tanween to mu'minani? Okay, I can remove the al, no problem. Okay, I copy and paste this here. I remove the al, easy. How? How do I add a tanween? Hold on. I'm actually babysitting today, unfortunately. The kids are out to a Masjid Halaloween program or something. And I've gone to the masjid, like giving them candy and keeping them indoors so that they don't go trick-or-treating. Oh boy. The struggles of Halloween. That's why I'm here with the baby alone. Usually I'm not. all right. So what do I do? Tell me. How do I add tanween to this? All right. You don't. Excellent. You don't. And that's the point. That's the point. You can't. You don't add tanween to it. Do you remember what that word tanween meant way back then when we started it? Tanween. Right? Literally, tanween means to add a noon. Remember that? Right? That's what it meant. We talked about this like way back then. Is there a noon that's added here, this extra? Right? The ani has a noon already, doesn't it? So it's kind of like it doesn't even need that tanween, right? But the problem we run into is that we can't call this column tanween anymore. Right? We have to call it something else. All right, we have to call it something else. We are going to give it a name. We are going to give it a name. And we're going to call this column indefinite. And we're going to call this guy definite. If you know a little bit of English grammar, maybe you can relate. But if you don't, no problem. Okay? What does it mean? Right? And I'm going to now go back to my little spiel in the beginning and add these notes there. Right? What does it mean? Definite means the. Definite means the. And indefinite means what, people? And yes, of course. Perfect. Let me add this to our notes. Okay. This guy right here.
What is it?
Blame Halloween for this. Don't blame me. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Jeez. Okay, folks. I have to pick her up. And I will type one-handed. Super dad. Oh, it is super baby.
MashaAllah, she's sitting here relaxing. She's trying to hold my hand. Sorry, can't do this. Hold this toy. There. This is a very interesting baby. This baby wants to hold things that are skin. So if you give her a pacifier, she doesn't want a pacifier. But, you know, human skin or her own hands, she will gladly chew on. Okay. All right. I gave her a pencil. She's chewing on that. Make sure nothing happens. People might think this is like first time parents look at us and they're like, what are you guys doing? That's not safe. I'm like, inshallah, Allah will take care of the kids. They will grow up. It'll be fine. What we're going to do is we're going to say Al, instead of calling it Tanween, right? We're going to start saying the following. Okay. The word is definite when it has, or when it means the. For example, Ar-Rasul, the Prophet. And what we'll say is, generally speaking, Al is the way to add the. Okay? Generally speaking. We will say, and we'll call this an ism actually, just to make it more precise. An ism is definite. And an ism is indefinite when what? When it means yay. Jazakumullah khairan. That is awesome. Thank you very much. For example, Rasulun, a prophet. Okay, now generally speaking, tanween is the way to add a. But also what? For pairs having no al means it is indefinite, right? For example, mu'minani, two believers. Does that make sense, people? Definite the right? Indefinite right, people? Make sense? This is in the notes, don't worry. And we'll repeat this so much, it will come out of your ears. Inshallah. Don't worry. Don't you worry. For now, let us change our thing from al and tanween to definite and indefinite. Shall we? And now let's try mu'minain. What is two believers in mansub? Two believers in mansub. I will take this, right? I can copy it. I will paste it. And all I do is I remove the al. Mu'minaini, two believers. And I merge cells. And it becomes mu'minaini. This baby just took a massive burp. Now she's going to throw up all over my thob. No problem. I know it's going to happen. I'm just bracing for the impact here now. mu'minaini. Mu'minaini, two believers. Make sense, people? All right, let us write the pattern for this. Remember the pattern? The pattern is, if I have the word al-mu'minani, then my pattern is what? I have al with the star, followed by whatever. Could be any, like, I'm just, for us at this point, the thing doesn't matter, right? Like, what's on R1, R2, R3? What's on R1, R2 was before R1, nothing matters. But what matters is R3 has the F word, fatha, plus ani. Right? Ani. And if I was to take this guy and make it mu'minaini, nobody. What's the only thing that's changed in my pattern? The only thing that's really changed my pattern is the ani becomes aini. Aini. But for us, the pattern holds, right? Pattern holds. You have the word rajul. Rajul is not on a pattern that we know. It's not like actor or acted upon or masdar. It's a word by itself. It's a different pattern. But the pattern holds. R3 has to have a fatha. Rajulani. Rajulaini. That's the beauty of studying the patterns beforehand. Okay, folks. Let's try. Let's do some practice, shall we? Are you folks up for practice? Oh, buddy, what happened there? A little bit, yes? Not too much. You're like, wait. Too much practice is not good for our health. No, inshallah, it'll be good for your health. All right. let's do it in a nice and comprehensive way, shall we? We are going to do it for the word Muslim and for the word Rasul, okay? For the word Muslim and for the word Rasul. And I'm going to help you by displaying the pattern when we get there, all right? But first, the, I'm going to change it to the Muslim. Okay? I want you to tell me, what do I write here? In the Muslim. I'm writing, and it's marfu'. Al. Al what? Al Muslimu, right? The shaman is easy, right? The Muslim, Al Muslimu. All right. What do I write for Mansoob? Al Muslima. Yay. Goodbye. Yes. Al Muslima. I'm free. All right. Then, Majroor. Al, what do I have for Majroor people? Al Mus. Al Mus. Li Me. Awesome. How do I say the two Muslims? The two Muslims. If I split my view, split view still helps you, right? Okay. How do I say it, people? Al Mus All right, there we go. Al Muslimani. Awesome. Al Muslimani, the two Muslims. Okay. What do I do here, people? The two Muslims by Mansub and Majroor form. Al Muslimani. For me, oh, so nice. Chalo bago. Al Muslimaini. Al Muslimaini. All right. Alhamdulillah. Then, if I was to say a Muslim, what do I do? What do I do, people? I take the word al-Muslimu, the copy-paste, that's easy. But what do? I remove the al, and I add the tanween. Muslimun. Muslimun. All right? I take the word Muslima, I add it, remove the al, and add Musliman, right? Musliman and Muslimi. This should be easy, right? Mostly Muslimin. Now, what do I do for two Muslims? Two Muslims. What do I do about that, people? Two Muslims. I take this word, Muslimani, and I remove the al. And as simple as that, the job is done. Muslimani. Muslimaini, I take that and I remove the al. Because it's indefinite, right? Indefinite means no al, right? That's what indefinite means for us, right? Indefinite, again, let me go back here and remind you. Indefinite. It has a A. No al. No al. Tanween would mean no al. Pairs would mean no al. Make sense? Alhamdulillah. All right. This is good. So we got this one. Alhamdulillah. All right. We got this one. Alhamdulillah. This is good. Let's do one more word. Rasul, shall we? Or let's do Rajul. Shall we? Let's do Rajul. Because Rajul is an interesting word. We saw some examples of it. Okay? Let's do the word Rajul. By the way, this is all masculine, right? This is all masculine. Two female Muslims. Allahu Akbar, brother Raid. Hold on to that thought because we're coming to it. And coming to it fast. Okay. This is for Rasul. So I'm going to say the, what do we call? Prophet, right? The Prophet. Yeah, I think Prophet should be Rasul. What is this? Rasulu, right? This is definite. And its status is marfu', right? Its status is marfu'. Okay, the Prophet Ar-Rasul. Let's say the Prophet Rasulullah, right? I don't know why it's messenger. Messenger is it, oh, it's calling a risala message, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll take the opinion, it's the same thing, right? Ar-Rasul. La. Yeah. And Majroor. Ar-Rasul Lee. Very good. Thank you. Jazakallah khair. On your way now. Yes. Okay. No one wants to see your candy. Food. Oh, hey, please. All right. Great. Now. Yes. Okay. Hey, Basho. Oh, amazing. All right. Very good. Jazakallah khair. That's good. $30 worth of candy. Okay, alhamdulillah, you forgot. All right, the two prophets. We're just going to call it Prophet Solange, forgive us. Okay, two prophets. What is this going to be? Ar-Rasulani. Do you want me to show you the pattern? Let me slit the pattern. And let me show you. Right there. Ar-Rasul. Oh boy. Sorry, it went too far. Ar-Rasulani. Ar-Rasulani. Remember Nani from Barcelona. Sorry, I don't watch soccer. That is one of the few sports I don't watch. Forgive me, Brother Adil. Ar-Rasulani. Al-Mu'minayni. The Mansub and Majroor version for Rasul will be Ar-Rasulay. Right? Ar-Rasulayni. People, are you with me? Seems like you're getting tired. Let's make it, alhamdulillah, let's make it indefinite for Rasul, a prophet. A prophet. Okay. Ar-Rasulu will become Rasulun. Ar-Rasula would become Rasulan. Is that okay? Is that okay that this is okay? No, thank you, Sister Madhya. No, I'll thank you. That was a very silly way of getting your attention, but alhamdulillah, I got it. Rasulan. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Rasulun, Rasulan, Rasulin. Alhamdulillah. Two prophets, Ar-Rasulani. We'll copy, paste it here, and it becomes Rasulani. Ar-Rasulaini. Copy, paste here, and it becomes Rasulain. Rasulun, Rasulan, Rasulan. Rasulani, Rasulaini, Rasulaini. Okay? This is the masculine. The question that Brother Raid asked is, what about two females? What about two females? Well, we have you covered there, don't you worry, Brother Raid. We have you covered, inshallah. When it comes to two females, how do we express that to Muslims? Do you know the word Jannah? Right? The word Jannah, how is it usually written? The word Jannah is usually written like this. Jannatun. Okay? Is this feminine? Is Jannatun feminine? Tamarbuta? Yes, it is. Alhamdulillah. All right? Very good. Look at this ayah. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ. We provided with two vineyards. جَنَّتَيْن. I don't like this guy's transition. Quite often he just interprets, doesn't translate. We're looking for a transition here. All right. Jannataini. Jannah means a garden. Jannataini means two gardens. Two gardens. Yeah? You with me, people? There's another ayah in the Quran that you might know quite well. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ.
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَان.
Right? Jannatan. What is Jannatan? Two gardens. Jannatan, two gardens. So, what do you say, people? What do we, what can we observe from this? Or what can we say about this? Just like we said here, something interesting, after seeing some examples of these words, the question we're going to ask ourselves here is the same question, right? Which I think the answer is going to be very straightforward for you this time. Right, these are the ayah words and the ayat I will paste here for you. Okay. Jannatan. Jannatain. And Jannah, just, you know, you can find an ayah for it. All right? It's such a common word. We all want to go there. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so what are we doing? What are we adding? We're not adding ani and aini. We're actually adding tani and aini. Right? And this is done for what purpose? To make a feminine pair. To make a feminine pair. You with me, folks? That is for us the pattern. The feminine pair is like that. Okay? As you can also guess, why are there two ways of saying this? Why are there two ways of saying two men? The answer again is status. Jannatani is what status? Number four. And Jannataini is Mansub or Majroor. And now that's not that much of a surprise to you, is it? Alhamdulillah. That is fantastic. Let us go back to the word Muslim, shall we? Let's go back to the word Muslim. Or let's go back to the word mu'min here. I think mu'min is a good word. We can kind of like copy and paste this. And we're going to change this from masculine to feminine. Okay? Masculine to feminine here. Let me add this. This is now feminine, right, people? Okay. Now, I'm going to make this the feminine believer or the female believer. What do I do for this? Al-mu'min. Na for marfu' people, mu'minatu, right? Al mu'minatu, correct? For the mansub, it is al mu'minata. The majroor is al mu'minati. This is the female believer. Correct? Maybe we'll write the whole thing. Why not? Female believer. Right? How will I say the two female believers? How would I say that? Al-mu'minatani, right? Al-mu'minatani. And the mansub and majur, how do I say it? Al-mu'minatai. Really not that different from mu'minani, right? Not that different. Correct? How do I make a female believer? A female believer? a female believer. This would be mu'minatun. Mansub mu'minatan. And majrur mu'minatin. Correct? And if I was to say two female believers without adding a da, what do I get? Instead of al-mu'minatani, this will be mu'minatani. And al-mu'minataini will become mu'minataini. Copy, but no ad. Right, people? Does that make sense? A little bit, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Notice something interesting here. Okay? Observations are interesting for us, of course. I think it goes without saying that marfu or mansub, majrur are the same, right? That just goes without saying. It's like so easy, right? Also goes without saying that tani, marfu is tani, and mansub and majrur. Marfu has tani after R3, mansub majrur has or have taini after R3. Right? That just like easy. But I want you to notice something else here regarding R3, our good friend. Do you notice that R3? Look at that. It is throughout this whole thing, in this whole chart, what is R3? What's R3 here, people? R3 is just fixed. Isn't it? R3 is just fixed. Fatha. R3 is fixed. R3 is fixed. Noon has a fatha. Right? R3 is fixed, has a fatha. Walhamdulillah. Okay? Let's make the pattern quickly, shall we? And then let's do one last table for the sake of practice. Okay? Let's make the pattern. And one last table, inshallah. And we'll have plenty of time in the tutorial to practice. All right. Mu'mina tani. Mu'mina taini. Quite simple. Everything is the same. R fatha is the same. And then ta with the fatha. And then ta with the fatha is out here. No kahoot. Oh, it's just a halima. The kahoot is right here, but the time is not there. Look, I even had this guy who's so sad. All the kahoots have sad people. Not that, mashallah, you're sad. Alhamdulillah, you're all happy and you're attending this. Alhamdulillah. But I'm just, you know, just for the sake of kicks, I do it. what, you know, even if you can't do the kahoot, inshallah, we can start with the kahoot next time. Bismillah. Let's do one. Yeah. So let's try Muslim and then inshallah we'll be done with this, inshallah, shall we? One last one, Muslim. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, there, that's good. Yeah, brothers, come on, guys. Okay, now I want to make feminine the Muslim, the female Muslim. The female The female, please help me. Female Muslim. Okay. What do I do, people? Al Musli Matu. Yes. Mansub. Al Muslima. Al Muslimata. All right, great. Let's finish strong, people. Al Muslima. Alhamdulillah. The two female or the two female Muslims. Al Muslima Tani. Al Muslima Tani. The two Muslim females from Mansub Majrur. Jazakallah khair, Sister Madia. We will accept, inshallah. Al Muslima Taini. Excellent. Female Muslim. What do I have? Muslimun will become Muslimatun. Musliman become Muslima. Muslima tan. Muslimin becomes Muslima ten. Amazing. Two Muslims. Two. Oh, this is a Muslim, a female Muslim. Right? A female. And two female Muslims would be Al. So just not Muslima. Muslima Tani and Muslima Taini. Jameel. So we got, look at what we have, folks. Okay, check this out. Let's do a quick like summary. I'm gonna paste this guy here. Okay, you ready, people? Look at this. I'll take like half a minute to do this, okay? Okay, look at this. We have masculine masculine definite marfu' Muslim. That's one. Okay, we have masculine definite marfu' Muslims that are two. Al-Muslimani. I can have masculine definite mansub one Muslim Al-Muslima. Correct? I can have masculine definite mansub two Muslims Al-Muslimaini. How many properties are here for an ism? Right, if I was to call them that, right? I have four, right? Gender, I have the status. I have the gender. I have definite or indefinite. And I have the number. Al-Muslim, Al-Muslimani. Is that interesting? You can do the same thing for the female. Feminine, marfu', definite, one, al-muslimatu. Feminine, indefinite, marfu', one, muslimatun. Make sense, people? Somewhat, that's setting us up, inshallah, for the future, which is the study of this, bringing this together. All of this is quite complicated. Alhamdulillah, I think you're doing wonderful. I think, inshallah, with some practice in the tutorial and some kahoot, inshallah, we will be on our way to solidifying this concept and becoming very strong at it, inshallah. Okay? Jazakumullah khair. It is a difficult concept, no doubt about it. But alhamdulillah, we are keeping up with it and doing a good job with it. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah, I'll see you all Saturday on the tutorial. Same time. After Saturday, time in Canada is going to change. Ridiculous daylight saving times. So our time class timings are going to be by the Eastern time, okay, which is the time zone of Toronto and area, New York, etc., etc. It will remain that. So I'm gonna post a link on WhatsApp group. I'll post a link on the portal that has like the up-to-date timings, and that will remain our timings then going forward. Maybe the time on your side might have to be adjusted. Allah wa'ala. Okay, so please check that link. This time change happens on Sunday, ma'al asaf, unfortunately. But the Toronto time, Eastern time remains the same. It's still going to be 8 p.m. Okay, people? Jazakumullah khairan. I know it's hard, but this is the way online classes are. Time zones are always a problem. We try our best to accommodate. I hope you're able to attend. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, Mata Farhan. Well said.